Spirit saith the Lord. And I thank God for that tonight. I appreciate all I heard tonight, but I'll be honest with you. I'd like to give the Lord just a little bit of glory before we go on. I'm going to try our best to read out of St. Luke over about the 17th chapter. It's probably pretty familiar with all you Bible readers tonight, I'm sure. But listen, my youngin come up there and she started singing about the glory of the Lord, thank God. And those, thank God, that come on and done that part for the Lord, thank God. I'll be honest with you tonight. Listen, you might have ball players in your family. Listen, you might have folks that's doctors and lawyers and that kind of thing. That's good, thank God. But look, if I got anything across to you tonight, thank God, I want to be sure that these children around here, thank God, hear a little something about the Lord. Brother Jeff, one of these days, they're going to roll me down there. Listen, down that old aisle, I'm going to be dead, thank God. This natural body's going to die. Preacher, you figuring on checking out. So look, my doctor said everything pretty good to me last week. He set me down and he checked my cholesterol. He checked my heart. He done all them. I get red faced. Don't you worry about me, thank God. Everything's fairly good in the natural. But listen, thank God, what I'm talking about is someday I'm going to die, thank God. I'm not going to live forever, neither are you. What you going to leave? Thank God for them that's going to pick up the cross, take the torch, thank God, and go on. Listen, it stirs me up to see God's people, thank God, bring their youngins. I'm talking about them little youngins over to God's house. Thank God, and they just get up, woo, glory, and sing about my Lord. Listen, thank God. Someday they're going to roll me up here. Listen, naturally speaking, I'm sure my wife will outlive me. I'm sure my child, I pray she does. I don't want to do like old Job, thank God, and have to bear in mind, but listen, Brother Jeff, they're going to walk by. She probably tell you, I think about it a lot sometimes. She's singing that old song. They can't say, Daddy left you a lot. They can't say, well, the governor will be there. Thank God, but I hope, brother, listen, when they get done, Brother Tony, they walk around by there, thank God, they'll say, I'll say one thing, honey, he left you a little legacy for the Lord, thank God. Listen, that don't cost you nothing extra. I'm glad to see folks. Listen, I was in God's house this morning. Folks come in, thank God. They'd like to sing. If you like to sing, shame on if you won't sing for the Lord. It won't cost you nothing extra. I'm going to get one preach in a minute. Now listen, if you got to go, I'll understand. But when I feel like I feel right now, I feel pretty good. I think I just preached while God gave us the opportunity to do so. Listen, thank God. Come in the house of God. Preacher actor, she had one to sing. She had a songbook under all things. No, preacher, I ain't got one. Shame on you, thank God. If you, listen, when the Spirit hits you, look, I don't know what's happened to our men of God either. The Spirit hit them, thank God, to sit there choking off. I went and preached up in Alabama here last week. Brother Jeff, there's a young preacher up there, sat next to me and went to crying and carrying on and wrestling that thing. And when I thought, God, let him go. God, let him go. I'll hold his coat. Brothers, when I got up, I don't mind calling it like it is. Thank God when the Spirit gets on. I looked at him, I said, son, if it had got on me that strong, I'd have just went ahead. Yeah. Thank God. Listen, I'll hold your coat. I prayed all the way up here. Somebody get up, thank God. But thank God, God just pulled my string again. Listen, if you got something for the Lord, by all means, mind the Lord. It might be, thank God, that turns the key to unlock somebody's heart, to let them go, thank God, and come get what they need from the Lord. Preacher, that kind of stuff worries me. If it does, you need to get in the altar and get your heart right, thank God. Yeah. Listen, I might try your patience a little bit if I sing too long. My brother Cotton being up to church said, he'll start, brother, yeah, I like it. He said, back to back, he said, boys, he said, I don't want to take up no time. Thank God, Cotton about to testify a few minutes on about how good God's been in his life, thank God. If you can't say how good God's been in your life, I'm a little concerned about you today. Listen, thank God. It don't never worry me, thank God. It don't never bother me. This is God. Listen, this is God's house. This is my father's house. My mom and dad live 400 miles south of here, thank God.
Wayne County, Jessup, Georgia. I can get my automobile when I leave here tonight. I can drive down there 4 hours, thank God, four and a half. Listen, I can go in. I can open up the door. I ain't got to tell nobody I'm coming. Listen, I can go into the refrigerator and open it up. I can get me a glass of cold milk. If mama's got anything on the stove, I can eat it. I ain't got to tell nobody nothing. How come, preacher? Because mom and daddy live there. I'm welcome, thank God. Listen. You look tonight, thank God. Listen in the Word of God tonight. That ain't going to cost you no extra, thank God. I enjoy it when the Lord pulls a string, just stirred up a little bit. If you look, thank God. Now, I ain't come to beat you up. I come try my best to encourage you. I'll be the 16th chapter, thank God, of St. Luke. Listen now, if this thing hits home, I tell you what you do. Ask God for some help. I like amens too. I appreciate Brother Jeff, but look, hold me every now and then's all right in the house of God too. I'll be honest with you. Listen, we all got room to move up tonight. Thank God it said in the 16th chapter of the book of St. Luke, going to start in about the 19th verse. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, thank God, which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked the sores, thank God. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels in Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Thank God, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham far off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy, thank God, on me, and send Lazarus that he should dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy life, thank God, receiveth thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to come to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come thither, thank God. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that they might, he might testify unto them, lest they come unto his place and of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto him from the dead, they would repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through one rose from the dead. Thank God, I believe you may receive that. I believe that's all we read tonight. Brother, listen, if you look at one place, I just want to call your attention to this right here. This be my thought tonight in the 26th verse, thank God. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, thank God. Listen, look, I read that thing. Brother Jeff, I don't mind telling you, some folks want to fall out with you a little bit. It's okay. I'm just going to mind the Lord anyhow. It'd be about the third time. Look, I didn't rest good last night. Didn't rest good this afternoon, I'll be honest with you. Thank God. Look, I said, Lord, God, I want something. I want something. He said, son, I done give you something. This will be the third time that we touched on this a little bit. And the last three times we stood, thank God. I'd like to leave it here with you and hope and pray to God it don't go on with me, but it may. But I believe it'll do good. What are you saying, preacher? I believe between God and his people, I thank God we've got a few goals fixed in our life. I thank God, be honest with you. There's a few things, thank God, that we need to span this bridge with. There's a few things, thank God, that we need to get out of our life. There's a few things, thank God, look. Ooh, glory. There's a few things, thank God, listen, that we need to get and leave up here on the altar with God and let him handle it. Don't take it back out of the church with you. Just give it to God tonight. Preacher, you talking about a man in hell. Listen, I'm glad that you said that. You know what I got to thinking about as I read that, and God showing us a little bit. I'm ignorant and unlearned now, thank God. But I hope and pray before we're done, you might perceive that I've been with the Lord a few minutes. I hope and pray to God you might perceive that I've been on my knees a few minutes. I hope and pray to God you don't think I can stir. I ain't got enough sense to stir something up, thank God. But I tell you, I appreciate when the Spirit comes on. Listen, thank God, that old boy's in hell over there. He lifted his eyes in hell. A great gulf fixed between them. Preacher, you saying I'm going to go to hell if I don't get things right with the Lord? No, I believe once you're saved, you're always saved. But I'm concerned about if we don't get some things out of our life. Brother Jeff, somebody trying to follow me and you and see us mess up, it may make them where they want to open their eyes in hell one day, thank God. Preacher, I ain't going to lead nobody into hell. Well, let me ask you this. Have you led anybody in the house of God lately? Listen, thank God. I got to thinking over there, thank God. Preacher, what are you saying? There's a few things. There's a few ghosts we got. Now look, amen or oh me, I'm going to be all right, thank God. I'll be honest. It ain't no shout message. This is the third time. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't beating up God's people. Listen, I got some things I need to get out of my life too. Thank God. I'm working on it, thank God. We all got room to move up. Look, thank God. I got to thinking. Listen, there were some things goes on. Listen, fear. I thank God. You know I know about fear. Thank God. I work around folks, say to Christians. Listen, they get down on the job. They act like the world. Things go wrong, they talk like the world. I'll be honest with you. Dear God, Brother Jeff, listen, if I was going to be like that, I think I'd just give church up, be honest with you, and just get out of the way, thank God, and not be playing between this, that, and the other. Thank God, just get out of the way, and maybe God put somebody else in there that could talk to mark and toe the line a little bit, thank God. Preacher, what are you saying? I ain't got time, thank God, to straddle the fence. Let's get in or out, thank God, but let's get in there with the Lord. Listen, preacher, what about fear? A little scripture to go along with it, thank God. I agree with you. I got to thinking over there. Lord, I love Job. What a man he was, but I say this. You'll find out that there was a little fear in Job's life. Preacher, wait a minute. Now, he was a man that feared God and shoot evil. Yes, he did. Thank God he put him out of the altar everywhere he went. Thank God. Listen, I got a little old mother, thank God. She weighed 90 pounds soaking wet and about that tall. Me and them brothers of mine, we make fun of her, walk up to her and put her head right there, her head right there, and I rest my chin on it. I said, Mama, you look like you shrinking, but I'll say this, brother and sister in Christ. When things get hard on me, woo, glory. When I want a spiritual hero, woo, listen, when I want to get a hold of the Lord, thank God. When I need some help, when God said he's afar off, thank God, and the hell, listen to sinning against me, and the devil standing there lashing out at me. I bought this old phone. I got her on speed dial in two places. I thank God. I called and said, hey, woman, you better get on your knees and start praying because the devil's riding hurt on me. Listen, we all got a little fear. Thank God. Job was a good man. He prayed for his children. Thank God. He loved the Lord. Now let me say this. God knew what he'd do. Thank God. Job didn't know what he would do, and the devil didn't know what he'd do. You know why I think some of this thing he did on Job, you'll find in about the third chapter over, I believe it is, about around the 25th verse. And it said, that I feared most has come upon me. Brothers and sisters in Christ, if you fear standing for the Lord, thank God you in the right place to get you a little backbone if you have. Yeah. Let me stop right there a minute now. I want to encourage you. You men of God tonight, you ladies too, but listen, you men of God, I pray to God today when they called you to be a deacon, it was because you had a good report to start with. That you've already done the job. I listen. I've heard your pastor preach, thank God. You other men in here, listen. If God's called you to preach, then preach the truth. And thank God when it gets tough, when it gets hard, when folks won't amen you, when they're looking at you the cow like it's you the cow at a new gate, I would to God you just stand firm and say, this saith the word of God, and I'm just going to stand on that thing. We got enough folks. I appreciate what the brother said. I thank God. Listen, we got enough folks watering this thing. We got enough folks. Listen, if God, preacher, I'm fearful what folks think about me. I'm fearful. Well, they might run me off. Brother Jeff, let me say this. They run you off of preaching the truth, brother. I'll say this. God got a place for you to go. You deacons, if they get upset with you because you're standing on the word of God and it's in the book, thank God, just stand anyway. I'm going to be honest with you today, thank God. Fear won't do anymore. A coward in the service of the Lord will find no place, thank God. Let's stand for the Lord, thank God. Preacher, what are you saying? There's some goal fixed in God's people today. Are we worried about what I live? I want you to like me. I'd like to come preach to you about heaven. The last two churches I've been in, I'd love to preach to them about heaven. But thus saith the Lord, and I'm going to have to do that that he'd have me to do. I'm not apologizing. Now, if I get in myself and say something out of the way, God help me and forgive me, and you too. But long as it's the word, I'm going to try to stand on that. Listen, thank God. We need to bridge a few of those things with fear. Thank God, we need to get them out of our life. Listen, look, I got to thinking about some things, thank God, a little bit about fear. My little girl, she didn't know what the day's going to preach on tonight. She probably had an idea. She did be the third time she's heard it. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I got to thinking about old Peter over there. I'm talking about a little bit of fear in folks' life now, look. They said, you remember when they was out there on the sea over there? I thank God. Him boys said, I think we just go on out there. Yeah, that just all went bad. Thank God we just go on out there. I thank God. I believe the Lord's just gone. I don't believe we're going to have no help. I don't think there's nothing going to go. Listen, I know fear creep in, but I like this. Old Peter, the same feller over there, thank God, in the garden, had to took a sword and lopped that boy's ear off when he touched God over there, when he touched Christ. The same one that was quick-tempered, the same one that, listen, according to the word of God, rebuked Jesus over there about washing him, thank God. This same Peter, thank God, look, he was in the boat and they said, look, they said they rowed all they could and they wasn't going to make it nowhere and they wasn't getting no headway, thank God. Now, if you ain't been in that situation, let me give you a little advice here. It's a scary thing when the boat's doing all it can do, you're doing all you can do, and the sea's so contrary, you can't make no headway, thank God. Listen, a little fear crept in. Thank God. About that time, a little more, they said they seen something coming across the water over there. They said, it's the Spirit, and he's coming to get us. He sure was, but brother, he was going to deliver them. He wasn't going to drag them to hell, I'll say that. Listen, thank God, he got over that way. Thank God. And about that time, they said, wonder who it is, wonder what it is. And he spoke to them. He said, be not afraid. Be not afraid. It is I, thank God. If you got to stand, I'll say this, just stand with him. And I promise you, thank God, he'll just tell you, be not afraid, it is I. But Brother Jeff, I like it when a few folks will get out the boat and bridge the gap. Look, Peter didn't need a natural bridge. He just thought he'd step out on faith, thank God. He got out the boat. He said, Lord, if that's you, would you bid me to come? He said, come on, boy, come on. Thank God. The Lord's standing out asking God's your people, his people. He's asking you. I'd make it personal. He's saying, come on, I got you. Brother Jeff, it's easy for me to run around here and step up and down these steps. It's going to catch me. I done tested them out. But what if I hit one that didn't? Thank God. I'd be in the basement down there. Listen, I got faith in the floor to hold me up. I got faith in what's been built here. We ought to have faith on that rock, thank God. Listen, I thank God he stepped out of the boat. Preacher, I'm going to sing. I'm scared of missing. I am too. Yeah. Ooh, glory be to God. Listen, we passed the church about 2 years, freedom over there. I was scared to death when I took it. Brother Jeff, I was more scared when I had to stand up and say God said it was time to go. I'll be honest with you. I said, Lord, I kind of like, I mean, them folks is good to me. I mean, things seem to be going pretty smooth, I reckon. I mean, I ain't got no complaints about it. I had a man call me, went over there to preach. One man that left said, preacher, what happened over there? I need to know before I go. I said, they'll love you to death if you'll go over and give them an opportunity. Thank God, there ain't nothing wrong. I ain't have no fault with them. Look, but thank God, listen. A little fear. I said, Lord, where are we going? What are we going to do? God's been faithful ever since. I just minded him. I fought him off, Brother Jeff, for about 3 days on Wednesday night. He said, you better go. He said, tell him today's the day. That's it. I said, Lord, I ain't doing it. I sat right there on the front row and I said, I ain't doing it. I said, no, sir. Mother's Day. I mean, this past Mother's Day, I've been gone a year. It was Mother's Day when I gave that thing up. Dear God, all them people in there. I said, Lord God. I said, I don't do that. I was scared about what folks going to think about me. I was. I said, Lord, they'll leave them here. Say, I left them right in the lurking. I had all the people in. You know what Mother's Day's like. You know all those folks come that you can't get to come two or three times a year. You know what I'm talking about. But I mind the Lord, thank God. Listen, I'm going to encourage you tonight to mind the Lord. Look, you ain't no place you're going to go to somebody ain't never walked before. Listen, don't let fear get a hold of you. You know why? I ain't left Peter on the water. Listen, he went out there, thank God. He got the wall. He got out of the boat and went to walking on the water. You're going to hear about him again in a minute. Just hold on there. Listen, he got to walking out in the water, and it said directly, he took his eyes off the Lord and started looking at the water. I told him when I went over yonder, I said, now when God tells me I'm done, I'm done, and I'm going to let y'all know. That third day come Sunday, I got up. God gave me an opportunity to teach Sunday school, but brother, I'll be honest with you, I couldn't have preached and said my name if it had been preaching, thank God. I didn't have nothing and didn't have no spirit neither. It was time to go. Look, I'd got my eyes off the Lord a few minutes, and he showed me who was still writing this thing. Peter got to looking at the waves and the storm, and he went to sing. But you know what, Brother Jeff, I like this. He reached down and got a hold of him, and he pulled him up out of that thing. I thank God. Next time we find, thank God that the Lord had done took care of the whole bunch. We quick to say, Peter, you got out of the boat fast, son. You sank. You didn't have much faith. Let me say this to you. He got out of the boat, thank God. He bridged the gap. Oh, he's the only man that stepped out of the boat. The rest of them still wasn't sure of what was going on. You know why? They didn't have enough faith to bridge that gap over the side of that boat. That's all they needed, thank God. There was a gap there, and he had enough to get out, thank God. I got the thing in fear. Thank God. It'll get you. It's a gap between God and his people today. Listen, it's a great gulf if you have it. There's some things got to look. Fear not, thank God. Be of good courage, thank God. He's overcome the world. That's what the book said. He's going to take care of me and you, which I don't know. Listen, it may be, thank God, a gap in your life might be your pocketbook. Listen, it might be your money. That thing right there is rent a money good man. I'll be honest with you. It's your house. Look, they started out in the right path, Brother Jeff. I talk about preach a few minutes. I leave your pastor out. Listen, I am one God calls to do that. I don't understand why yet either. I'll be honest with you. You probably don't think much now either. Look, but brother, I'll say this. When that same little old church, dear God, money, prosperity is another bridge that we need to get, thank God. It'll ruin me and you in the house of God. It will. Yes, it will. That thing right there ruin you. Worrying about what's in your bank account, how much more you can get and how much more you can accumulate. And listen, and how you look, well, if the banker gonna call me, am I sitting on the board of directors? If you are, I'm a little concerned about that. I'll be honest with you, thank God. Listen, how are you saying, preacher, you ought not have money? I'll say this. According to the word of God, there was a rich young ruler one time. He said he went down, he done heard about all the good things the Lord was doing. He done heard about how good God was in that day. He done heard how, thank God. Listen, let me just say this to you. If you got plenty at your house, if everything's going good, your neighbor's walking the floor down there. Preacher, I don't even know my neighbors, then you ought to get to know them, I'll be honest with you. Listen, I got one, he rubs me the wrong way. I'm telling you, I can turn either way I want to, and he just rubbed me the wrong way. But I'm going to be honest with you, Brother Jeff, I'm still going to do my best, thank God, to show him the Lord. I prayed God would kill him. He fell out of a tree stand over like to die, and I said, God, forgive me. I started praying, save him first, Lord, thank God. I'll be honest with you. Look, that's my job. I need to live a life before that fella. I'm being honest with you today, thank God. That rich young fellow went over there, and he said, Lord, what must I do, thank God, to be saved, to do all this? I want to flip up my cross and follow you. I want to do like you want me to do. And the Lord said, the commandments, keep them, thank, honor thy mother and father. Youngest, listen just a minute. Honor your mother and father, thank, thank God. Yeah, listen, that's fair enough right there. We ain't got to go no far. Look, it's important tonight, thank God, to do that. God, well, Christ went on down through there and told him all the rest he needed to do. He said, oh, I did this from my youth up. He said, I've kept these commandments from my youth up. What else I lacketh? And Christ said one thing, sell all you got to distribute it among the poor. I thank God, and then come pick up your cross and follow me. And it said, the word of God said, that because he loved that pocketbook so much, because it said he had a lot of great possessions in this world, because he was concerned about what his bank account looked like,
it said this right here, he went away sorrowful. Brothers, now y'all correct me if I'm wrong. I can't find nothing else about him. I wonder if he's down there with the rich man tonight. I wonder if he's down there tonight looking up. Let me say this. If you'd rather just die and go to hell, you ain't got to do nothing change to do that. I promise you, you don't. Send a friend you here not listen to me a minute. All you got to do is keep going the way you're going. And that's what'll happen to you. But I'll say this. If you ever heard to preach a word of God, if it's ever been in the Spirit, thank God. I believe that that's one thing you're going to hear. I believe you're going to hear those things. I believe that's going to be part of what's tormenting you in hell. I'll be honest with you. Godly man. Stand up, whether it be your pastor, thank God, whether it be your Sunday school teacher, and tell you the truth, thank God. I believe them things, it gets a hold of your heart. You turn it away and shun it, walk out, and won't take it, thank God. I believe in hell, you're going to listen to that be rehearsed in your ears a little bit. I believe that tonight, thank God. Preacher, you got some Bible for that? I just read it to you, thank God. There's a great goal fixed tonight. We need to span that thing. No, sir, we can't get nobody out of hell. If they there, they stuck there tonight. That's it, thank God. But listen, we can make a bridge, thank God, that they might follow us over to the glory land. Thank God, look, I got to thank it on that. Thank God he went away sorrowful. Preacher, I don't know about that. Well, I'll tell you. You ever heard of Zacchaeus? He's a small little fella over there. Thank God it said that he was a tax collector. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I don't like that. I don't like when the county assessor comes out and looks at my property and says that it just went up. I don't like that. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I'm getting enough for what I'm paying. I don't mind telling you, the service is nothing else. Preacher, you tell us, won't you? I do. I tell my county commitment. I talked to one not long ago. I don't mind telling you. I'm verbal about that too. I ain't got no problem with that.
Listen.
Thank God. And said he was a tax collector over there. Thank God. Oh, praise the Lord. And said, look. Said, but he heard that Christ was coming by. You know what? It said he was small in stature. He couldn't see him. In other words, he worked at getting there where he could see the Lord. The crowd and the press was great. Brother and sister in Christ, listen. If you ain't where you need to be tonight, send a friend. If something's troubling you, don't worry about the crowd tonight. All you need to do, the devil's telling you, wait a more convenient time. If Zacchaeus would have waited a more convenient time, I believe he'd have died and went to hell too. He just stepped out. He found him a sycamore tree. You ever seen one? It's slick up to about 40, 50 feet. I'm going to be honest with you. That thing ain't got a bunch of limbs on it down low. In other words, he had to hug it. He had to pull on it. He had to climb that thing so he could get a hold up there somewhere. He had to work for it, thank God. And all me and you got to do is turn loose tonight. That's all we got to do. Let go of this thing and let God build that bridge. Listen, thank God. He can span the gulf in mine in your life. Listen, if that thing's bothering you, whatever it is, if it's troubling you, Brother Jeff, it's troubling the Lord tonight. You know how I know that? Because he cares for me tonight. He says he does. He shed his lifeblood for me. All those people out there, Zacchaeus up in that tree trying to see the Lord, and Christ got right there and stopped and looked up at him. He says, Zacchaeus, come down. Make haste. For tonight, I'm going to abide at your house. Thank God. Yeah, praise the Lord. You know what that sycamore tree represented to me tonight? I'm just ignorant enough to believe that's the bridge that got him to Christ, thank God. That's what God used. God planted that tree there for that little stature fella to climb up and to see the Lord. That's the bridge God used for him to see Christ tonight, thank God. He got up there, and not only did he see Christ, Christ saw him. He said, come on down. Your faith. That's faith he was looking at. Thank God. He had enough faith. If I can see him, he might be able to see me and we can get somewhere tonight. I thank God. He got up there. Thank God. He got to that. Thank God. He said, come on down. I'm getting there. Why I tell you, money ain't everything. Listen, you find out rich young girl couldn't get rid of his, but I like his. He went over there. Thank God. And Zacchaeus got worried about his immortal soul. Preacher, how you know? I believe he got saved. Preacher, wait a minute. Now, how you got that? Well, it said, thank God, after the Lord had abode with him, thank God it said over there, he said, Lord, he said, if I've done anything wrong, if I've took anything from somebody falsely, thank God, he said, Lord, I'm going to go back to him and repay fourfold. Now, a tax collector and his money, thank God, they grill close if you have it. Listen, brother, I'm sure that his heart changed. Thank God. God put in, he took out that heart of stone and he put in a heart of flesh. Thank God, because his treasure was in that pocketbook until he met the Lord, thank God. And he said, I'll go back and restore fourfold unto him, thank God. Well, you're saying, preacher, I believe he got it. I believe he got rid of that thing. You know what? I believe there's some folks around about that day. Lord, there that little rascal comes again. Goodness, I mean, I done give him all I got. He knocking on the door. I mean, I had nobody want to see Zacchaeus in that day. Lord, he's got, you boys run out the barn and hide that little old coat we had out there. He going to tax us for that. If you don't, y'all carry him on down there in the back of the field. Now, I'm going to hold him here at the house. And I like this, Brother Jeff, he opened that door. I just believe it went this way. And he said, Brother, I think I might have wronged you. He said, I think I might have took a couple, a couple more shillings from you than I ought to. He said, look, he said, I think I took one or two. He said, here's five or six in repay. And he put that in his hand. He said, may God bless you. I suspect that old boy had a spell when the door closed, thank God. He knowed something had changed, thank God. I ask you this, thank God. You see the worst drunk that you can call down here in Powder Springs. Listen, the worst town drunk. You see him get saved. You witness to him. And I ask you this, Brother Jeff, don't you think that's going to make a difference in the community somewhere?
Yeah,
somebody's going to see and say, wait a minute. That ain't the way he used to act, thank God. He's different today. God's made a way.
Yeah.
Listen, thank God. I thank God for that. I thank God. Listen, it may be all these things. I thank God. There's a plenty of them in there tonight. I don't want to try your patience. But now listen, prayer tonight. I've talked to you a few minutes about fear. A few minutes, thank God, about prosperity and money. Let me talk to you a few minutes about prayer. Thank God. The Lord said, my house ought to be called a house of financial stability. Ought to be called a house, listen, of 401ks and IRAs and stuff like that. No, sir. Listen, church, I don't know. I'm not getting in your business. That's between you and God. But if you got a bunch of that stuff put up, I'm a little concerned about that. Brother Jeff, some 60 years ago, listen, I'd sit at my granddaddy's table. He talked about 60, 70 years ago, maybe longer than that now. I'm 43, so it's probably been longer than that. We'll run it back to about 100, talking about Hoover days. Preacher, you wasn't nowhere. Some of you older folks was. You know what I remember about that, Brother Jeff? They didn't have welfare. If they did, thank God the whole country would have been on it. But I'll tell you what they had. They had neighbors in that day, thank God. I like this right here. Granddaddy said, boy, he said, if we had something, thank God the neighbor had something. And he said, if he had something, he said, we had it, thank God. They took care of one another. Today, we want to get all we can in God's house, hoard it up somewhere. We are building, thank God, a dam. We need to be building a bridge, thank God. Listen, thank God. We've already had a bunch of folks come through that was scam artists. You're going to run into them. Let God handle them, thank God. There's folks in need. I thank God. And I believe if you'll pray, seek God's face. Man, I'm talking to you now. If you'll pray and seek God's face when they come through the back door there, you'll know that God sent them because they need, thank God. Preacher, do you believe, thank God, that? Yes, I do. And Brother Jeff, I believe this. I believe somebody really in need, they'll sit and hear about the Lord too. I believe they'll sit right there and they'll listen to the sermon too, thank God. I don't believe they'll show up by the time church is over with. I believe they'll show up and listen when they can get down here. And I believe they'll listen a little bit about what thus saith the Lord at the buckboard. I'm preaching to you now about prayer. I ain't forgot about that. Listen, thank God. Listen. Thank God. He said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Brother Jeff, we go to a lot of places. I'll be honest with you. Brother and sister in Christ. Now look, I didn't come. I want to encourage you, thank God. We all got places in our life, I know no doubt in my mind, that we need to move up a little bit. I want to encourage you to do so. We all got gulfs in our life that's separating us from the love of God, from some things that we'd like to see in our lives. We do. I have people ask me, I pray for my loved ones, do this, do that, do that. You know the hardest people, Brother Jeff, I've ever tried to witness to is my brothers. Them boys know how I was when I wasn't right. Let me just tell you how good God is. I ain't pinning no rose on myself, but I am about the Lord. I had to call and talk to old boy I worked with in law enforcement for years. He's a captain now down there in McTusk County Sheriff's Department. I called him up and I said, man, I didn't want to call him. But I did. I need to ask him a couple things. There's some stuff going on I need an answer to. Listen, I got concerned about stuff going on down there in my family around about it. I called him up. You know what the first thing is after the shift? Well, he didn't want to know how I was. He said, hey, boy. He said, I heard you come preacher. He said, I heard it. You was a pastor. I said, Lord, here it comes. I said, he's fitting to tell me about what me and him used to do. And we done some things that wasn't pleasing the Lord. I had a badge and a gun hung on me at the time I did it too. Just cause them folks have got, don't you believe you want in here today. I love you and we need you, but thank God I ain't believing you're perfect because they hang that gun and badge on you. I've been there, thank God. Listen, and you know what he asked me, Brother Jeff? He said, has God done anything with that temper you used to have, Hank? Praise God. I said, yeah. He sure has, thank God. He said, must have did, because the message you left didn't say, call me back or else. It said, if you want to and got time, I'd like to hear from you. Thank God. Listen, a God can show folks you change today. You know what that comes from? Praying, thank God. God, help us a little bit to get across that thing. Brother Jeff, I ain't been there in years, but I believe that God's still able to use this little old feller. Thank God, in Southeast Georgia, is a witness for somebody. For him, thank God. Look. Prayer, thank God, changes things. Listen, you know how I know. Now Peter done been doing all that stuff, thank God. Oh, yeah, they talking about him, thank God, feeding God's sheep. Listen, we ain't praying enough God's house. God, you want to see things change. Preacher, we need to go out in community. We need to do this. We need to do that. I tell you what we need to do first. Let me go ahead and tell you what you need to do first. Me and old boy named Michael Bagger, we used to go around and visit folks in the community. I'm not pinning no rose on myself and Brother Michael either. Come vacation Bible school time, we like to do that. We like to get as many flyers as we could, Brother Jeff, and we like to we put up a bunch of folks' houses. Well, what y'all having now? Must be revival, vacation Bible school one. Yeah, it was. It was vacation Bible school. But before we went, you know what we done? Had a little rock all around behind the church, and we can pull around back there, and we get down on our knees. And Lord, look. Now, we mess this thing up, God, if you ain't in it. This thing will run wrong. We'll say the wrong things. We'll do the wrong things. God help us. Lord, open folks' hearts. Not their mind, not their doors. God, open their hearts. So when we talk to them and invite them and try to say something. Brother Jeff had one fellow say, you the preacher over there? That's why I announced my call. That like scared me to death. I told Michael, I said, we better go. I'll be honest with you. You the preacher over at that church? You got a lot of zeal about you, son. You want folks to come? I said, yes, sir, we are. God's everywhere, thank God. Listen, you pray first, thank God. You know what the problem is anymore? We out of a pastor. Well, let's call somebody. I ain't against education. I work at a place higher learning. I'll be honest with you. But look, it can ruin you too, thank God. I'll be honest with you. Pray first, thank God. Seek God's face. Fellas, get together. You ladies get in there and pray with. Look, get your house. Get down and beg God for some help, and he'll come by. Preacher, I don't know about that. Well, you remember Noah on the ark, how long he was out there? I believe, according to the word of God, God about forgot about old Noah out there. He was a rolling out there in that sea, thank God. That boat a rolling this way and that, and the wind a beating and the rain coming down. And why you say that? Preacher, did it? God forgot about him. It said, because after a while, a space of time, it said, and God remembered Noah down there. There was one other opening in that boat. That was that little window that the Lord put up there. I thank God he allowed Noah to put up there. I'm not sure if it was in the plans or not. I'll be honest with you, but I believe Noah being a preacher of the gospel of God in 120 years of hammering on that ark, I believe he got to looking around. He said, I got to be able to get a hold of the Lord now. I got to be able to call on God, and I got to have a place to look up. I believe he put him a window up there, and he'd open that thing. Well, preacher, he'd have drowned it. I don't believe that. I believe he had enough time to get it open. He might have been water pouring in on him, but he had enough time to get it open and pray toward heaven and ask God for some help. Lord, we're down here rolling on the sea. Remember us, God. Thank God. A house of prayer. You know what's wrong tonight? I thank God our pastor say, hey, we want folks to like us. We want folks to love us. You know why I say that? We don't want to preach the truth. We want to water the gospel just a little bit. Now, some of you men may not be doing it. Thank God. I want to encourage you tonight to go on, but there is some of that going on. I've experienced it, and I'm fairly sure you probably have too. I'm not against anybody, but I'm against sin in God's house. I'll be honest with you. Look, you know how I say that? This is a house of prayer. I believe Peter was praying. I believe he was seeking the face of God. I believe he wanted to see this gulf between God and God's people, between Christ and God's people, between, listen, the Holy Ghost and God's people. I believe he wanted to see it span, Brother Jeff. And he must have been on the day of Pentecost the only man of God over there that did. Now surely, you just think with me just a minute. But you ain't got nothing to back this up. You ain't got nothing against it neither. Listen, it said over there that there was some 3,000 folks got saved. I thank God, so they had to be in the house over there. They had to be round about here to preach the word of God. Listen, so I ask you this. Was there no prophets in that day there? Was there no priest in that day there? Was there no? Surely to God there was somebody there that said that they loved God and stood for him. And to tell me tonight, thank God, that Peter was the only man that God could get up off of his feet, thank God, and let him preach the holy word. I'm concerned about the preachers today, thank God. Listen, Peter got up, rose up, and told them about the goodness of God. What a great mighty gulf he spanned for them, thank God. And it said 3,000 souls were saved. Where was God's men at beside Peter, thank God? I'm concerned about it. Yeah, I believe Brother Jeff. They said, well, they hadn't put in a little prayer time. They might have worked. Yeah, you listen, I've heard a lot about a lot of great men, thank God, but I believe it was old Charles Burton. I think that's right. I thank God. I read a little thing about it. I won't say much more than what the word of God, but this kind of stuck with me. They said they interviewed that old boy. He's from England over there. They said they interviewed him one time and said, look, I said, how you get so much power? How in the world is it, thank God, that the Lord is with you so strong? How is it you can pray? I thank God and preach, thank God, and folks are just saved and moved for God. He said, well, I got a prayer room over here. He said, a prayer room? I said, what are you talking about? I said, yeah, would you like to see it? Them old boys said, sure, man, yeah. I mean, they journalists, man. Hey, we found a prayer room over there. Why that boy's got all that power? He said he carried them all down through the church, down the back, down the bottom, down there. Got them down there in the basement down there. And said he walked in the little room. Said there wasn't a chair in it. There wasn't a window in it. There's some carpet on the floor. They said, what happens down here? He said, well, while I'm upstairs praying or preaching, he said, there's 150 men of God down here praying. It's the power room, thank God. In other words, thank God, if you need something from the Lord, work all you can. But listen, if you work 100%, by all means, give God 200% in prayer, would you? I'm going to be honest with you. Get on your knees and pray, thank God, and ask God to help you, thank God. Now, preacher, what are you saying? I'm about to bring my march to a close. I'll probably keep you about that hour at 8:09:10. I'll be honest with you. I thank God I'm feeling pretty good about it right now. I'm going to be honest with you. Look, but I'm going to tell you what a great gulf was being. David over in that day, thank God. All these things, thank God. We know what David was. He was a murderer and adulterer. He was all those things, thank God, but he was also a man after God's own heart, according to the word. Listen, I don't care where you at today. I don't care what you come from. Repent. Pray, ask God to forgive you, and whatever he shows you to do, do it wholeheartedly as unto the Lord. I'm going to be honest with you. Do that thing. Thank God. You are building a bridge for somebody, and you don't even know it. I'm telling you, are you spanning a gulf for somebody? I'm telling you this. If you don't believe what I'm telling you tonight, brother and sister in Christ, send a friend if you don't believe that tonight. Listen, y'all just quit going to church. Quit coming to church over here for a while. Your pastor call you and want to know what's going on, but I'll tell you what. Sooner or later, you're going to run into one of your neighbors, and Brother Jeff, he's going to say, hey, I've been noticing Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, your car's in the driveway. What's happening? I thought you went to that little church over yonder. Man, I thought you was a Christian. I mean, I believe you love the Lord. I mean, I was watching you, thank God, to see what you was doing. Listen, thank God I like over there. Thank God David said, hey. He said, look, they made him king over there. Thank God. They anointed him. You know, thank God. Samuel come over and anointed him. We can talk about a little fear about that. Samuel said, Lord, he said, don't send me over there. He said, Saul, hear about it. Thank God. Listen, I don't like that fella up in Washington. No, I don't mind saying it, thank God. And if you don't think that he won't get enough gumption about him one of these days to come close the doors on God's house, you just leave him up there where he's at long enough, thank God. I'm telling you, the devil will tear up everything if he can, and he's putting folks in place. We need to be praying, thank God, not concerned today, thank God, about our pocketbook and what our jobs is doing. God's going to take care of me and you through feast, famine, thank God, hardship, good times, bad times. The word of God said, I am persuaded that nothing, thank God, not beasts, not principalities, thank God, not famine or flood, not anything can separate me from the love of God. Thank God, I'm proud of that tonight. Listen, thank God. David got over and he said, hey, he said, I want God back in the city over here. He said, he called me, thank God, anointed me king. Samuel over there said, if I go, he said, Saul will hear about it, and he said, he'll come kill me. This man was a look. He anointed a boy king, and he was a boy prophet, if you'll have it. God help. God called him and said, called him over there. Eli was just done void and lost. Thank God, the Spirit of God sleep over there on the bed and the eternal flame going out. And this man, this youngin, that Hannah, his mama, come to God. Yeah. And she prayed, thank God, in the same man and letting the flame go out and said, why are you drunk in God's house? I would to God we'd get a few more folks drunk on the Spirit and pray and thank God. I thank God in what we got today. Listen, I don't get mad at your pastor. He didn't know what I was going to preach neither. Listen, thank God. Listen, we need a few more men and ain't worried about them things. Worried about what the king thinks. He said, but God gave us an out. Thank God he did. He gave children Israel an out. He said, okay. He said, take your heifer over there, and if the king, if the king asks you what you're going to do, tell him you're going over to Jesse's house to sacrifice. Well, listen, the king wasn't stupid. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. He knowed ain't nobody ever sacrificed over at Jesse's house, but thank God God took care of it anyway, didn't he? I worried about that, but he got over there. And he looked on the countenance of all those. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just because I weigh 260 pounds, 6 foot tall, that don't mean that my heart ain't yellow on things, thank God. That don't mean you can't see my heart, only God can. I'm not concerned about the statue of somebody, but I tell you, God's man was that day. Samuel said, hey, the first one of Jesse's boys, he said, Jesse, I come over here and anoint the king. He said, we're going to get it this right way now. We're going to get it right way. I thank God the first one come up over there. And he like me. Stand up a minute, Brother Jeff. I'll just use you. Come on up there. Stand up there just a minute. That's a pretty good looking fella. He got some good shoulders on him. He seen him coming. He's toting that staff just right. And his sword probably hung just right. And he said, he's a pretty good man. He said, that's him, ain't it, Lord? That's him, ain't it? God, that's him. Appreciate it, brother. You know what he said? He said, no, that's not him. He said, you looking on the outward appearance. You looking on how big a man. You looking on things, thank God, carnally. He said, I done judged his heart. And they got down to the last one. And still, thank God, that wasn't him. God said, that ain't him. Now look, thank God they come to Jesse's house to get one of Jesse's boys for king. Listen, I'd have been sure I had them all there, but Jesse was the same way as the man of God in that day. I'm afraid he was considering how good looking these other ones was, and finally he said, is this all of them? Well, I got a little ruddy fella down there. He's David. Ain't much to look at, prophet. He's over on the backside of the mountain about his father's business, tending the sheep, thank God. Yeah. Feed my sheep, thank God. Glory be to God. He said, go get him. I ain't got nowhere to go, and this horn oil ain't been poured out yet. And I believe he seen him afar off over there. And he said, that is him, thank God. Poured that oil all over him, thank God. That was the bridge that spanned the gulf right there for God's people, Israel, in that day. And you know why I know that? Because it said, thank God, that David got up over there and he said, hey, he said, I want the ark of the covenant of God back over here where he set me up to be king. I don't want it down yonder where it's at anymore. I want it. Listen, you know what? Why he wanted over there? I'll tell you. Give me just a minute. If you got to go, go ahead. I'll tell you why. He said, because I want to slip in there at night. I believe he went this way. And listen, and he's down there in front of that thing and say, God, woo, I messed up. I've sinned and come short. I made mistakes in my life. But praise God, you've forgiven me. I've had 3 days with you more than I thank God to win my enemies. You've had mercy on me in that time. I thank God you took care of me. Glory. And I just like to come kneel down where I know you're resting between them two cherubs on that thing and tell you how good you've been to me. When's the last time you come up this altar and just told God how good he's been to you? Brother, he said, now we're going to get it. David, a little ignorant and unlearned. He forgot about the word. Don't get ahead of the Lord now. Be sure you read the word. Be sure you pray. Be sure you ain't going for the wrong reasons. Be sure you get the word. Open it up and read and study and pray. It's important, youngins. Listen, it's important. You know why? It's an instruction book. It'll keep going the right way. They went over and David said, well, we're going to put it on a new card. We're going to get a good ox over there. Uzziah hit that ox over there, I believe it was there. We're going to get him. He got him a good ox, and we're going to build a nice new cart. We're going to get that thing. That was out of order, I'll be honest with you. They went over there, thank God. Can't build a bridge unless you lay a foundation. You can't span nothing, thank God, unless you got a good foundation on you. Get the right foundation, I'm telling you. Get a hold of this thing. Milk and meat, thank God. Read, study, pray, and God will cut you off a piece of good, good tender steak. They thank you, Lord. Let's chew on that thing a little bit. I'm ruined. I got a brother-in-law. Y'all might know him, Brother Rob Miller. I'll be honest with you. He's a good preacher. I love him. Think a lot of him. But he's also a pretty good cook, too, thank God. And he grilled a steak pretty. He about ruined me. He asked me, called me the night, where you want to go eat? I said, well, let's go over to your house. I said, we'll go get us a steak. We marinate that, and you put it on. We'll eat it over there. I thank God I'm on the meat a little bit. I like it, thank God. He's about ruined me over there, thank God. I like a good steak that Rob cooked. I thank God, and it's fit to eat, thank God. I like that, thank God. Listen, David forgot about some good things of God. He said, we'll go over to the cart. They went over there. They put her in there. They got about down to another man that loved God. Obed-Edom. About down to his house, and the ox stepped in the hole. Now, listen, they say a lot of things. I'm going to tell you what I believe. If the Holy Ghost, thank God, can span gulf me and you, if he can, God sent him here for a great comfort to me and you, then, brother, I'm ignorant enough to believe that God, in his infinite wisdom, could have let the Holy Ghost go down there, and about the time they got where they need to be, punched the ox in the side, and he jumped. And when he did, thank God, it said the ark went to fall over. Uzziah put his hand up and grabbed it, and instantly it killed him. He couldn't touch that thing. And David got scared. Fear come in on the king's heart again. And he said, Lord, we've messed up. He said, put that thing over in Obed-Edom's house. He said, let's get it set over there. Now listen, I'm about to bring my march to a close. Y'all give me some song and get some song ready. Thank God, whatever's on your heart. Now listen, I'm going to tell you what happened. He got over there, thank God. And David, I believe he got to a point, thank God. I believe he got down there and he said, hey. He said, Lord, I sure need you. I want to put you back where you need to be. He was spanning the gulf, thank God. He was getting the Ark of the Covenant of God. He was getting God back to God's people. Where the priest, thank God, could go into the Holy of Holies, thank God, where they could go make a site. They didn't have to journey nowhere. It was where it needed to be, thank God. And he got concerned about it again. And I believe in that day, listen, they didn't have cell phones like me and you got. They didn't have, thank God, my old bell and all that. I'm proud they didn't. What they had was runners, thank God. And they went from one place to another and they brought the message. They brought the word, if you will, thank God. Not, I'm not saying the word of God, but they brought what the news was. And maybe, I ain't sure which way Obed-Edom's house lied from the kingdom over there that David was in. But whichever way it might have been, to east, to west. But I believe David heard all the news sitting on the throne. They come in and told him everything. Thank God it was going on. He had to know in that day because he had to make good decisions for God's people. Thank God. And I believe he kept looking. One of them folks in his court said, King, what are you looking for? What's going on? He said, I'm waiting on him to come out of that way from the east over there. Come by from Obed-Edom's house. He said, who are you waiting on? That runner. And he come in and he said, now y'all usher him right up front. And he listened to him. He said, what's going on? And he tried to tell him the news, but I believe David cut him off. And he said, hey. He said, won't you tell me something? He said, have you run by Obed-Edom's house? He said, how's things look over there? He said, is the ark still where she needs to be? Is things still going good? And he said, whoo, King, listen. He said, I'm running, and it's hot out there. And he said, hey, I'm worried about the enemy. He said, but when I hit the borders of Obed-Edom's place, he said, it seems like my feet get a little ease. He said, the muscles in my legs seems old. They tote me a little easier. He said, the day ain't so hot. He said, I run by his corn. He said, I run by his, thank God, sheep out there. And he said, they doing good. He said, his corn's higher than I am. I thank God his crop's doing good. He said, his children's round about in the house playing, thank God. And they look healthy and strong. And he said, the doors of Obed-Edom's house are swung wide open. And he said, I just slow down a little bit. And he said, I catch him in there once in a while, down on his knees, praying in front of that ark, saying, God, thank you for your blessings. God, I'm proud that I was found favorable to be able to set it in my house. God, I'm glad you took up abode with me for a while. Yeah, God, thank you for how good you've been to me. And David said, we got to do something. God's people need her back where she needs to be. He said, bring me the book. That time he got it right, he got a hold of them scrolls. He said, "You Levites." He said, "Sanctify." He said, "You boys got a job. Y'all got to tote some things." He said, "You priests." He said, "Get them holy robes out and dust them off. Get that ephod out, thank God. Get it where it needs to be. Go in and wash and sanctify yourself. We're going to get the Ark of the Covenant of God and put it back where it needs to be." And brother, they went and got it that time with the staves overlaid with gold. They slid her through the brass rings. The priest got down, picked her up, laid her on her shoulder. They got up under the load. Thank God. And they started toward the holy city with that thing. It left Obed-Edom's house. You know what stirred me up a little while ago? My young getting up and singing for the Lord. If you read history records that David was one of the first kings that got the women and the children to go out before him in the battle and play the harp and the tambourine and all those things that made music. Why, preacher? Was he wanting to get them caught by the enemy? No, sir. What was happening was, like, stirred me up. One of them boys standing in the line, one of them men, Brother Jeff, he looked over and he said, "You see that little one right there? Oh, they're shaking that tambourine." He said, "Boy, that's mine." And he said, "She's standing right next to her mama." Woo! He said, "God, give me that." He said, "You know I was scared, but I think I can fight for that, thank God." That's why he put them out there, stirred their hearts to fight for him. Woo! Glory. If you won't fight for the Lord, look around at what God's give you and fight for that, would you? Listen, thank God. He went over that way. And it said closer them two. You know what was happening? God, listen, had used David to build a bridge. That gulf was getting smaller all the time. God was getting God back in his place. Thank God. And the closer that Ark of the Covenant of God to that holy city, the more excited David got. Yeah, had that holy robe on. Rode that white mule, I believe, according to the word said, it proved he was king in that day. Those holy clothes on them garments. He done come off that mule. Listen, he's walking, I believe, out there before the Ark of the Covenant. He done got to dancing a little bit, and directly he pulled that. You know why he pulled that holy robe off of him? Because he remembered where God got him from. He remembered he was the least in his daddy's house. He remembered, thank God, that when he did anything good, it's when the Spirit of God come on him, and when he killed the bear and the lion, when he slew Goliath, thank God, he remembered that it was God that come got him. He remembered it was God, man, that anointed him. He remembered all the things he did wrong in his life, and God still blessed him, and he got more excited. And about the time the thing was just about breezed, about the time that the, thank God, that the Ark of the Covenant of God got right to the door of that city, woo, glory, he was done down to nothing but his skivvies, thank God, a dancing before the Lord. Preacher, why? Because he could see that God was spanning a great goal for his people. He blessed them. He remembered them. He put things back where they needed to be in their life. Now listen, you know what Saul's daughter did. You know what happened. Oh, you've done disposed yourself. You done danced naked for all the maids of Israel over here. I'll leave this with you and I'm going to burn my marks to close. Don't listen to them naysayers. Listen, brother, me and you find plenty of folks tell us we did wrong. We can find plenty of folks do that. Don't listen to that. Look, and let me go ahead and tell you right here. Love them. Do that God show you to do. But I'll say this, Brother Jeff, according to the Word of God, the Bible says mark a man that creates problems. Mark one. And it said because they only considered about their belly. They only consider that. They don't consider all the other great things, thank God. In other words, Michelle in that day, I believe that was her name if I'm not mistaken, said in that day, thank God, listen, she was concerned about what folks thought about the king, what folks thought about her, and what they was going to say about her coward daddy that already killed himself. She was still concerned. She forgot about the great gulf that God had spanned, and she was worried about what is the company of the king going to say about us. Thank God, I'm wondering about what God's going to say about me in the end. And sinner friend, if you ain't, let me tell you this. It's going to be one of the two, heaven or hell. Depart from me, you worker of Nicodemus, and never knew you, or enter in, thou good and faithful servant. That's going to be it. That's going to be the final bridge. It's going to be my bridge for me and you. That's going to be the final goal, thank God. I'm wondering tonight, where do you stand with the Lord? Now listen, if they'll come on, go ahead with some whatever your number is, brother. You rise to your feet tonight. Your pastor come out. Listen, that's all we got tonight. And I love you tonight. And if I could have preached to you all about heaven, thank God that's what I'd have done. But God's got to work for you. Whatever gaps in your life, whatever gulf that's keeping you from the Lord, whatever's between you and God tonight, whatever seems to be, I don't know what it is. I covered a small amount of things. But whatever you need tonight, God's got it. I promise you does. Send a friend if you need help. He's got that. He made a way for me and you, and it's called Christ tonight. John, in that day, John the Revelator, said, Lord, this thing's done got bigger than us. There ain't no hope for Israel. They'd done got that place again. We are just in enmity with God. We just can't get where we need. And God said he was tired of the blood of bulls and heifers. Now listen, and I'm telling you, and turtle doves, he's tired. It just wouldn't suffice anymore. And John said, what are we going to do? And he said he fell down and wept much. But one of the 24 elders come to him and touched him on the shoulder and said, John, weep not. Thank God we found one. Who'd they find? They find Christ the Lord. And he said, I'll go. I'll take the book out of God's hand. I'll open the seal for me and you is who he done it for. A what seal? The book of life, thank God. Is your name recorded in there today? Is it recorded? I wonder today. That is a great, thank God, bridge to span the gulf between me and God that I never could have done on my own. Dear God, I never could have done. I wonder tonight. If you got anything, I thank God that you need to leave with the Lord. If you got anything, preacher, everything's good at my house. I'm about done. Everything's good at my house. Everything's going smooth, good. Then I'm sure that you got somebody you need to pray for. I'm sure that there's folks in your family. I got them in mind. And if you can, and if you say, no, I'll preach everything, then praise God, you highly blessed and favored to God, if you can say that. Now let me say this to you. The devil camps out around my house. Would you pray for me? I need it. I covet the prayers of those, thank God, that love the Lord. I do. I don't care where you're from. It don't bother me. If you love the Lord, I covet your prayer today. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't concerned about your pocketbook. And if you meet me on the street and don't shake my hand, don't even know who I am, that's okay. But I covet you. And if you can't remember my name, you know, God bless that little fat preacher that got all red-faced over there preaching. That's fine too, thank God. I'm being honest. I'm not trying to be funny. I thank God I covet God's people's prayer.